7 a.m, which means it's time for Hazy and Mossy on Triple B FM 89.1. Good morning, everybody. It's Hazy and Mossy here, and we're waking you up today because we're back in the studio and we're super excited.
Really excited. Full of coffee, pretty much.
So much coffee.
It's not really excitement at the moment. It's more just coffee. Coffee's running through our veins.
Ah, coffee. Like, coffee is the best.
Oh, it is.
And it gets you up 4:30 this morning, 4:30 start. But coffee is like my hero.
Oh, it is. It's always one of those things. I love it for uni as well. It's like, you know, you got one of those like 3-hour lectures. It goes forever. It's going to long and boring. So a cup of coffee keeps you awake.
That is perfect. But it's time for something more serious. Dun, dun, dun. I had that sound effect.
Yeah, no. Maybe not next time.
Yeah, well, I thought it was good. Anyway, but we are now going to talk about the Bali Nine.
Yeah, like in the news recently, if you're not aware of it.
Maybe some people live under a rock.
The Bali Nine have been everywhere. It's like we've been talking about it like crazy and like Australia trying to get them off death row and like bring them back to Australia.
Yep.
I had to Google the Bali Nine because I remember hearing about the Bali Nine when they first got done, obviously, and got caught. But that was, what, 10 years ago or something
about
like
10
that?
10 years ago.
Completely forgot about it, stopped caring about
Same
it.
Me.
And I think pretty much most of the country did, and now suddenly they're on death row and they're celebrities.
They're all like, sort of thing. But it does ask that question. Now, obviously, we've already discussed this, and we have two completely different sides to it. We'll share the views. So what are your views on the Bali Nine at the moment?
Pretty much the way I see it is they've gone into a country planning to do the wrong thing. So obviously smuggling drugs. And I can't remember the actual figure, but like the Bali Nine, they were trying to smuggle like several million dollars worth of like cocaine or something into the country.
Yep.
What was it, Bali or Indonesia? I forget which country. I should have Googled this beforehand.
I should have done geography in year 12.
No, I should have done my research on the topic.
Yes.
These were the ringleaders of it. So these were the brains behind it. Yep. And they knew they were doing wrong when they went into the country. They blatantly did that. There's signs everywhere saying these are the penalties you may face. And death is one of those penalties if it's bad enough. And this is bad enough. And it's the whole, you're going into a country, you have to abide by their laws.
Yeah.
You can't expect Australia to bail you out simply because you're an Australian citizen.
Yeah. That's an interesting view. Now, I too sort of had that same view and set up, but I started researching and I started really just getting in and invested in this story of the Bali Nine duo. And, it's been 10 years. So in that 10 years, these guys have obviously realised what they've done was wrong and they've rehabilitated, all right, to the point where they're now helping other inmates in the cell or in the prison. They're also, I can't think of his name, one of them is now a priest sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other one is using his art as a way to kind of help him with his, with the drug problem that he's had. So obviously these two now have rehabilitated to the point where they're no longer going to do that, which then begs the question. So they've been in prison for 10 years, right? They've rehabilitated. That's a big word. So then what is the point of executing them once they've gotten better?
It's the whole they shouldn't have done the wrong thing in the first place. If they wanted to be such good citizens, why wait till they go to prison to do that? Why wait? Like, why do something so bad and then go, I'm going to change myself? Yeah. Like, why didn't they just go, like the artist guy, like obviously he's had that art style behind him the whole time. It's like art's not a thing you just suddenly go, I'm going to be an artist and let's do a bachelor degree in art and everything.
And I'll be a friend.
It's one of those things you've been good at your whole life.
Yeah.
So like, why didn't he get straight into that? Why did he decide to go, I'm going to be a drug smuggler?
Well, I think it asks a question. Like, people do stupid things, but it's about us being humans in a way. Is that we realize that we've done the wrong thing. We realize that we've been idiots. Trying to work out what I was saying there, and then you better yourself.
Yeah.
And these guys have clearly bettered themselves, but it still asks. And the other question to this is, why are we the death penalty as well? Which is something we want to touch on as well. Should we be having a death penalty? Even like, in this day and age, is a death penalty really necessary? Does it achieve anything?
It's like a country thing. I reckon the death penalty is a bit high. Like, I've sort of been an eye for an eye sort of person. Yeah. Like, say if you murdered lots of people, like your big mass shootings over there in America.
Yeah.
Like, I think, is the death penalty still there? I'm not too sure on that.
It's in some states, as well, you know, some
like,
parts.
Like, say a mass shooting, or even just, like a couple of people killed, like, that should be death penalty straight away. It's maybe you did do it.
Yeah, I think...
But, like, I think the death penalty for drug smuggling is a bit high.
Yeah.
But it's still, it's those country laws. You can't sort of go, like, oh, well, look, I'm a citizen from another country. Give me clemency or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Like, it shouldn't be like that. You face those penalties. Yes, the penalties are a bit ridiculous in this situation, but they're the penalties you have to face.
Yeah.
You can't just assume, like, you can't just go, well, I'm good now. Like, let me off of this.
No. Yeah, I mean, I feel like this, because it's really, I really contradict myself by saying this, but if they had just done it, then I kind of see the death penalty being used, because I do back up your statement, but from where I'm getting at now, they've been there for 10 years, they have rehabilitated, and it just seems really stupid to go, okay, you guys are better people now, but we're going to kill you anyway. Like, I mean, why didn't they do it when it first happened? And
I think it's just like that whole process, it takes a while or something. Like, I have, again, didn't really do my research on this topic, so I'm just going off what I've heard.
But the new president, he has a really funny last name, which I can't pronounce at all. So we're just going to say the new president.
Probably I was going to say less racist to not pronounce it as well.
But so he has a really, really strong stance on the drug problem. So he's really like, you know what, we're going to get rid of these prisoners. We're going to execute these prisoners because I have this really stern policy on drugs,
which kind of makes sense. I understand the stern policy, but still, execution I reckon is a bit high. Like, it is mainly the Westerners trying to bring their ways into this country. Like, I remember Bali used to be a great place, and then all the Westerners started like trying to smuggle drugs and turning into a party place, and it's sort of gone downhill quickly.
Yeah.
So I think I can understand these places having higher penalties, but still, death is a bit high.
It is, and I think, you know, like, for the death penalty for me is that I think, yes, we should maybe use it in some cases, because you look at the guy that raped and killed Jill Ma. Okay, you know, he didn't have any mental problems. He knew what he was doing when he raped and killed her.
Yeah.
So therefore, you know, he then should, you know, have the look at the death penalty, because how can you then take someone else's life, but then other people protect you and go, well, hang on, killing a human, that's bad, that's terrible, but, you know, what he's done sort of thing.
It will give you like 20, 30 years in prison. It's all good.
So, I mean, there are some cases where the death penalty could be used.
The whole eye for an eye thing. Like,
but then you run that risk of that if you do put someone on death row and they do die.
Yeah.
What happens if they're guilty? Innocent, sorry. Innocent, you know,
yeah, because like, it's happened in America happened in the before. Past year or so. Like, I've seen a few cases have been turned around. Like, new evidence has come through. Like, they've been able to do DNA testing and stuff.
Yeah.
And then gone, oh, okay, we apologize. You were actually correct. You're innocent.
Yeah.
We'll let you out of jail. Here's a bit of money. Make you happy.
Yeah. So,
like,
I mean,
so it would suck, like, if, yeah, you're going to prison, you're innocent, you're dead. And,
yeah. So, I mean, there is a very, it's very controversial, but I suppose your final thought. So, Bali 9, yes. No.
Bali 9, they've done the wrong thing. They need to face the penalties.
Yeah.
Like, yes, the penalties are a bit wrong, but they're the penalties. Like, if you want to get away, like, a little bit lighter, smuggle drugs to America or Canada or somewhere.
That's not the message you're trying to point out here, but don't smuggle drugs at all.
Be a good person.
Yeah. But for me, I think, realistically, they've been there for 10 years. It's clearly evident that they have rehabilitated, and therefore I think putting them on death row, them being on death row, sorry, and about to face a firing squad seems just really, really, really stupid because of where they are now. You know, they've done well to make themselves a better person. So, you know, it just seems really silly. I mean, yeah, they should spend a long time in prison. Yeah, sure, that's cool. But not the death penalty.
Yeah, well, it's clearly too late for that. Like,
At the moment, we're hoping that they're going to get out and they're going to be. But unfortunately, my like views on this is that they're just too strong in this. You know, the new president, he's like, nah.
It's going to be death penalty. But the way I see this happening, the media is really crazy with this. It's going to be, they're going to get executed. People are going to whinge and complain about it for like probably a few months or so. And after that, people are going to forget about it.
That's the same thing
when they went to prison. It was the same with Chappelle Corby.
Yeah.
It was, they went to prison. They turned into celebrities. Media's all over them
and
for a short period of time.
About them.
And we forget about it. We stop caring about it until
they
come in the news again.
We just don't. We've really forgotten about Chappelle Corby getting out of prison, but that was so huge at the time. But now we're just like, all right, whatever.
Yeah, and now it's only when you mention drug smuggling and stuff, you go, oh, Chappelle Corby.
Yeah. Anyway, guys, so that's a little weekly topic done and dusted. But we still want to hear what you guys have got to say about it. So you can give us a call in the station on 85633736.